This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 479 for Monday, July 17th. I'm Phil Ferrant-Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were narrowly mixed Monday morning, lacking any clear direction to start the week. Canola is trading within 50 cents of unchanged. The November contract, it's down 50 cents at $506.80 per ton. A softer tone in Chicago soybeans accounted for some spillover selling pressure. Relatively favorable crop conditions across most of Western Canada and the recent strength in the Canadian dollar contributed to the declines in the Winnipeg market. However, there are still enough areas of concern across the prairies to keep some weather premiums in the futures, and canola is also said to be finding some support from a chart standpoint. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were mostly lower. Soybeans down 1 to 2 cents, the November contract down a penny at an even $10 per bushel. Forecasts calling for some much-needed precipitation across the Midwest this week accounted for some of the early selling pressure, while bearish chart signals also weighed on prices. However, expectations that U.S. soybean crop ratings will see a slight downgrade this week were supportive. Corn prices, they're steady to down 1 cent, the September contract down 1 at $3.75 per bushel. The forecasts calling for better weather across the Midwest were also bearish for corn to start the week. Large South American supplies also continued to overhang the market. However, just as in beans, the recent hot and dry weather likely cut into the yield prospects for the U.S. corn crop. Wheat, it's mixed, down as much as 8 cents to up 3 cents. The September contract in Chicago, it's down 4 cents at $5.06 per bushel. Minneapolis spring wheat futures kept moving higher. They're up 2 to 3 cents as persistent drought concerns in the key spring wheat area of North America provided support. Dryness in parts of Australia's wheat belt were also lending some support to the U.S. futures. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, July 17th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Ferrant-Workington.